you did everything that you could.
Yes, sir.
You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
Yes, sir.
All of you around that ball. All of you.
Can you live in that moment?
Yes, sir.
If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier prep football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovic.
It is 10-10 in Chicago, 720 WGN, Preps Plus Chicago, Season 8, Week 8. We are sponsored, as always, by Northwestern Medicine. We don't have enough time to get through all we have to cover today. Huge matchups, Wheaton North, Naperville Central, Maine South, New Trier, Loyola Providence, Marist Bennett, 19 of the Tribune Top 20 in action tonight. Number 18, Bolingbrook, will play tomorrow. We've got five reporters and a head coach. And he's the head coach of the best team in the state right now. Number one, Lincoln Way East, Rob Zvonar. He's going to join us within the hour. I want to find out, first of all, though, where my co-host is. We don't know where Kevin Powell is. We never know. Baseball playoffs start rolling. Kevin disappears. He pulls the Houdini. Where are you right now?
I am in beautiful Burbank, California right now, Sam. Yeah,
I hate you so much. How is it out there?
It's what you would define as perfect. I apologize. But you know what? Right now, perfect actually to me is probably the weather. It's nice there, right? Isn't that perfect fall weather in Chicago?
About 74 degrees right now, I think is what it is.
You know what? It's probably about that right now with the sun down here. But I think we're going to have about mid-90s over the weekend for a couple. You may have heard the Cubs are playing a couple big games this weekend, Sam.
My big question, I have a couple, and then we're going to spring you. I'll let you enjoy your Friday night in California. Did John Lester black out during the game? He was trashed in that post-game interview last night.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't just sit here and say he was
blackout. Well, yeah. Okay, well, you can't confirm or deny.
Okay, all I'll say is that by the time that final out was made and by the time the media entered the clubhouse, that's probably only a 30 to 40-minute window or so. You got to drink a lot of alcohol to get to a certain level in 30 to 40 minutes. So I'll just say that John Lester was having fun, and why not? The Cubs are doing their thing once again, another October, and this is what the Cubs do now, apparently. You know?
I did hear the quote, though. I heard him say, "I blacked out." I heard that quote.
Okay, well, if he said that, then fine. Yes, he was clearly enjoying himself. There was Budweiser being sprayed. There was champagne being sprayed. You know, I think what I appreciate about this team, and I'll take this team into a larger level, is that they don't take winning for granted. And I know that's such a cliche, but they don't. And you can even look at what Theo did at the trade deadline. I mean, the Cubs basically, what their farm system is now compared to last year or 2 years ago, I mean, it's thin. It's nothing. It used to be one of the best in baseball, but Theo did everything he could to get players to the major league level because he knew they could win a World Series this year. So sometimes you see teams hang on. They're like, I don't know. Do we want to give up this prospect or not? No, winning is sacred, and that's been the Cubs' motto for a couple of years now. If you have a chance to win, you go for it. And they had a legitimate chance. Theo went for it, made some trades, gets Quintana, which he is still not getting enough credit for his Game 3 performance, which was spectacular. And I think everybody should recognize that. But you know, and then they win and they go crazy, just like they did in St. Louis. And by my count, I think we're at 9 Theo celebrations right now, 9 champagne celebrations. So it's like they're getting pretty good at this whole celebration thing. And every time there is a celebration, it never lets down because it's these guys know how to party for sure, and they appreciate winning. That's what they do now.
So you're going to follow this journey until it ends. Maybe you'll be in Washington. Well, not Washington. You could be in Los Angeles next week. We will keep your seat warm. Yep. Just know the Hershey Huskies are on the ropes. That's what happens when you leave town.
Wait, on the ropes? Last I checked, they were winning.
No, Romano says that they just went down.
Well, how much time's left, Romano?
We'll get to this. We'll get to the scores. There's your tease. Stand by. Keep it locked
in. You're killing me.
Kevin Powell will be back maybe next week, maybe in time for the playoffs. Have fun out there, huh?
And when I'm back, Coach Pardon's coming on.
Well, you better hurry.
Go Huskies, boys. I miss you. I'll see you soon.
All right, that's Kevin Powell. Let's do this. We'll tag Kevin out, and we'll bring in Joe Brand, who's on WGN Sports Team. Joe actually covered a high school football game. Let's talk to him on a high school football show. It's Preps Plus Chicago. Full scoreboard coming up in about 3 minutes from now. You help us, we help you. 312-981-7200. A couple scores already. Marion Central over Notre Dame. Marion Central Woodstock 14-7. And Rockford Auburn 28. McChesney 7. So thanks for sending those in. Keep them coming in. Joe B., you covered Mount Carmel Montini, a Catholic League non-conference matchup. What do you know, Joe?
It was quite a game, Sammy. It was close early on, and then Mount Carmel just kind of really turned on the jets in the fourth quarter. But, I mean, boy, the run game that Mount Carmel has is really impressive. Two guys, Kyle Davis and Alec Thomas, I mean, they just kept getting handoff after handoff. And this kid, Kyle Davis, two touchdowns today. He was dragging about four defenders at one point in today's game. It was just unreal what he was able to do to muscle some of the defense along with them. And, you know, Montini really, really came close third quarter. They got within 3 points, went for two in a sensational drive by this kid, Matthew Ross. He powered into the end zone with a 2-point conversion. His helmet popped off. He was standing up, and it still popped off his head. And Montini came within three, but that was actually the last time they scored. All of a sudden, Mount Carmel got really, really crafty. They did a little halfback pass, and before you know it, it was a 35-18 final.
So Mount Carmel, they missed the playoffs last year. They ended up going to the Prep Bowl and winning that. But 30 years in a row, they made the playoffs. They missed it last year. That's win number 5 today at Gately. So they're back in, and that's good for Mount Carmel because you didn't want to go do or die next week against Providence for all the marbles. So Carmel's in. Montini's already in. Who did you talk to after the game?
I talked with Alec Thomas, who is the kid that really did a lot. I mean, he had a fumble recovery, brought it almost half, or rather, all the way down the field. He had a touchdown. He tossed a touchdown. I mean, he's listed as a quarterback, but he was playing just about every position out there. And, I mean, he said it was just such a big win. I mean, it was their homecoming, Sam. And, you know, it was a big win number 5 that they needed. And this is actually the team that they lost to last year. And Montini, with that victory last year, went out of the playoffs and knocked out Mount Carmel. So, I mean, this was a pretty big win for them. I think they were just maybe a little chip on their shoulder. They were really happy to get that W.
You went to Marist. How good are the Redhawks this year? They are they're just flying around right now.
Marist. You know.
Yeah, you can spell Marist. Congrats.
It's part of the fight song. It's part of my DNA now. No, I mean new head coach. Good things are going. It's kind of the Marist way ever since Pat Dunn took over, and you know he's handed it off in good hands apparently, so you can really never count them out.
Yeah, big one for Marist, and Bennett will get that score. Joe Romano is standing by. That's Joe Brand. He's on Twitter at Joe_Brand1. He covered a win for Mount Carmel against Montini. The Caravan headed back to the playoffs. Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, no problem. Congrats to your Caravan.
That's Joe Brand. He checks out. Plenty more to come to. We've got 3 more Tribune reporters. We will also talk to the head coach of number 1 Lincoln Way East. That is Rob Zvonar. But first, let's get our first check of the scores. Joe Romano is standing by.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right. We got a few scores from yesterday to report on first. Morgan Park lost to Hubbard, 28-14. King beat DuSable, 36-8. UCCS Woodlawn got shut out by Bogan, 14-0. North Lawndale Prep, 42-8 over Lakeview. We got Back of the Yards College Prep, 48-6 over Ellison. Brooks College Prep, 22-6 over Sarah E. Good. In the top 20, we got a couple of top 20 matchups. Number 5, Loyola, won 28-3 over Providence. And number 12, Wheaton North, lost to Naperville Central, 14-7. Elsewhere, we got Lincoln Way East, 49-6 over Thornwood. Maine South, number 2, they won 45-7 over New Trier. Number 3, Prairie Ridge, 30-16 over Jacobs. Number 4, Phillips Escapes over Solorio, is that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And that's that was a 14-9 final. Number 6, Glenbard West, 24-14 over OPRF Oak Park River Forest. Number 7, Marist at Benedictine College against Bennett. That was a 38-17 final winner for Marist.
Marist 8-0 now.
8-0, gotta like that. Homewood Flossmoor, with a winner today, 41-12 over Andrew. Let's see, other finals in the top 20. Number 17, Nazareth, 35-7 over St. Vider. And number 18, Bolingbrook, plays tomorrow against Thornton. We got a few other scores coming in from tonight. Warren Township, 46-0 over Zion Benton. Mount Carmel over Montini, as Joey just let us know. Red Hill, 55. Lawrenceville, 0. North Boone, 46. Mendota, 6. Genoa Kingston, 21. Richmond Burton, 7. Heron, 48. Harrisburg, 7. And then here's a funny final for you. Tri-County Coop, 2. Palestine Huntonville Coop, 0.
Is that a forfeit or a safety? Because if you forfeit, it's 2-0. It's a win. Because you can only score, you can't score 1 point in a football game. I think that's probably a forfeit.
Well, it was 2.
Right. But if a team forfeits, I see what you're saying. You win 2-0.
I'll have to dig on that one.
Yeah, I need to know. I'm dying to know.
Shelbyville with a big win, 57-0 over Central A&M. Tinley Park, 38-15 over Bremen. Chester, 60-0 over the CZR Bearcats. Chicago Hope, 52-6 over DePaul Prep. Orr, 36-0 over Marine Military Bulldogs. Hersher, 42-0 over Seneca. And wrapping things up, Eureka, 23 over Deer Creek Mackinac, 7.
That's Joe Romano. He'll have a full scoreboard with you, for you, I should say, in about 25 minutes from now. And if you do need a score of something we miss, you can go to the website, WGNradio.com. There's a full scoreboard there. Coming up on the show, we'll go back out to the field. We've got a handful of reporters from the Chicago Tribune media family. We'll also talk to Lincoln Way East head coach Rob Zvonar, the Griffins' number one in the Tribune Top 20. All that coming up on Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now, back to Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. We go back to the phones now. Mike Clark with the Chicago Tribune media family. Been covering Preps for a long time in Chicagoland on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. Top 20 showdown in the Chicago Catholic League Blue, number 5 Loyola at number 19 Providence. What happened, Mike?
Loyola 28-3 winner, and looks like Loyola is the typical Loyola that we've seen in recent years. They've got a great defense again. They shut down Providence, obviously, to early field goal, and their offense is really starting to come around. At the beginning of the season, they were just so one-dimensional offensively. I mean, it was pretty much Quinn Boyle trying to create something. And that was one of the reasons they lost that opener to Phillips. Phillips is a really good team, but Loyola just didn't have much in the way of options then. But now, you know, Hamid Bulley, we talked about a little bit a couple of weeks ago, I think. He's back from his ACL that he suffered at the end of last season, so he gives him a nice running back option. Boyle is able to still run the ball, and they're throwing the ball really effectively, too. They got a junior who's really stepped up as a deep threat named Rory Booz. Wasn't even supposed to start at the beginning of the year. He got an opportunity because of some injuries to other kids, and tonight he had a 53-yard touchdown catch, 66-yard touchdown catch. And their other deep threat, Noah Jones, who's missed most of the season with a hamstring injury, came back and caught a 10-yard touchdown tonight. So basically, you know, Loyola is just a nightmare for teams to try to defend because they have so many different weapons on offense now, and their defense is just as good as it always is.
Yeah, I'm looking at their games that they've played, Mike. Since week one, when they weren't fully healthy, which you told us about at the time, they gave up 6 to Bishop Amat, 7 to Mount Carmel, 7 to St. Francis, 14 to Fenwick, 14 to Rita, 7 to Leo, and now 3 to Providence tonight. That defense continues to get the job done.
Yeah, they've got just so many playmakers. Patrick Daniels is one. Armani Dixon, excuse me, is another one. You know, they just have so many guys. Their defensive line is really good. Their linebackers are really athletic. You know, I mean, you know, 8A is just going to be, you know, a bear in the playoffs this year. They're going to be one of the teams that's definitely going to be there. You know, you talk about the undefeated teams like Marist and Lincoln Way East and Barrington, but man, Loyola is going to be right there.
You wrote an article, this is last November, November 24th, 2016. You said, Mount Carmel's Frank Lenti still going strong. This was after the caravan miss the playoffs for the first time in 30 years. That was weird to see in general. It was weird for me because I went to Mount Carmel. They get back in the playoffs tonight with their fifth win. It's good to see Frank Lenti back in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I am not surprised at all. I mean, you know, I've been covering him for 30 years now. I saw the first four-peat in 88, 89, 90, and 91. I've seen all of their titles. And, you know, I mean, we're not ever going to see anybody like this again. I mean, first of all, guys don't coach as long at one school anymore, and they don't have this kind of success. I mean, he's the most successful coach in state history, and you knew he was going to get back to the playoffs this year. It's been kind of an up-and-down year, you know, just because they were missing Alec Thomas, their star quarterback, early in the season. But, you know, looking at them in 7A, they're going to be a team that people are going to be keeping an eye out for, no doubt.
I want your best public team this year and your best private team. Who do you got?
Well, you got to go Lincoln Way East public. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, they beat Maine South. They beat HF. They got a good one, good test coming up next week against Bolingbrook on the road. You know, I think they're definitely favored in that game. But, you know, Lincoln Way East is just so strong on both sides of the ball. And, again, going back to what we talked about at the beginning of the year, quickest team that Rob Zvonar has ever had, and that says a lot. Best private school team, no, it's got to be Loyola. I mean, I know Marist is really good, but I think Loyola is just playing so well right now, and they're healthy, and just for the reasons I just ran off a little bit ago.
That's Mike Clark, Chicago Tribune Newspapers, on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. The win for Loyola. The Ramblers now 7-1 after winning on the road at Providence. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you. It's already week 9. I don't know how, but we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, guys.
That's Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune. We have to check news, but first we'll grab a timeout on 720 WGN. This is Preps Plus.
We're going to use our speed.
Do you hear me?
It's Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
WGN Chicago in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's Preps Plus, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Joining us now on the phones, one of the best coaches in the state, Rob Zvonar, number one Lincoln Way East. The Griffins now 8-0, a big win tonight, 49-6 over Thornwood. Coach, thanks for joining us. Where are you right now?
Oh, man, thanks so much for having me. It's a blessing. Never been on as a big-time a show as WGN here at Friday night. So thank you very much. We just wrapped things up at school and had a little pizza with the kids and brought my own sons home, and I'm just relaxing, enjoying talking to you guys.
How many pizzas do you have to get for a football team?
Well, we got a big roster and enough big kids and enough high school appetites where we keep Palermo's busy out here in Franklin.
I didn't get a number. I need a number. I'm picturing like 20,
well,
25.
I said we fed 40 pizzas to 100 kids, I wouldn't be a graduate.
Yeah, and you get one lineman, one pizza per lineman, I imagine.
It seems like the bigger guys grab more than one. But it was a nice way to wrap up. We had senior night at our place and had a special morning today. The Under Armour All-American crew came out and gave Devin O'Rourke, our senior DN, who's playing in the game down there at Disney World in January. They did a little ceremony for him and gave him his jersey. So with senior night and then Devin O'Rourke's honor, it was a special day out here. And we're awful blessed to have what we have. And, you know, I believe that too much is given, much is expected, and our kids have done a nice job this year. But I really appreciate speaking to you.
I am impressed continuously with your defense. 7 points in week one, 2 points against Andrews, 7 against Sandberg, 14 against Lincoln Way Central, 7 against HF, one of the most explosive offenses around, 6 against Lockport, 6 tonight. Do you get mad when you guys give up 10 or more?
Well, our goal, we have, you know, probably about 12 different defensive goals, and our first goal is to win the game, and then after that, our goal is 10 points or less. It used to be 7, but offenses got too tricky on us, so we had to up it to 10.
When did you up
so
that? When did you up it?
When we can accomplish that, we know it's been a pretty good night, and if we can come close to that, we feel like our offense, whose goal is to get at least 21, hopefully we can be in most of those ball games.
When did you up it from 7 to 10?
Well, when they started all the spread stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It was under center and two backs, it was 7. When it was spread and one back and no backs, we had to go to 10.
3 yards in a cloud of dust, long gone, right? So you took over.
Yeah, I'm an old school guy. The forward pass should still be legal, but that's not how it is.
You took over. You pretty much built this program 2001. You've been there ever since. State championship in 05. You've never had a losing team, never missed the playoffs. When you look back at your run there, I think 17 years now at Lincoln Way East, are you amazed with the success you guys have had?
Well, you know, it really isn't about me. It's just we've had some advantages out here with some really, you know, we kind of have been asked this before, and I try to think about, you know, why maybe it's occurred, and if we could steal a little baseball here, we've kind of got a five-tool program. Baseball, there's some five-tool players that can run, hit for average, hit for power, throw, et cetera, and field, and we've got some five-tool things out here. We've got tremendous youth programs. We've got a very supportive administration and parents. We've got a great coaching staff, and then we got wonderful players. So you put those five things together, and you just kind of get out of the way and let them do their thing. And again, we've been fortunate and blessed, and we don't take that for granted out here. And it's been a lot of fun and a lot of work, but a lot of fun, and it's a labor of love. And we'll keep doing it as long as we can, as hard as we can, and then we're going to go fishing.
Rob Zvon, our head coach of number one Lincoln Way East. The Griffins beat Thornwood tonight 49-6. They're now 8-0. I was interested to see how you would handle the transfers. You had last couple of years, Lincoln Way North shuts down there in the Frankfort area, and you had to take on like 30 to 40 transfers. Now, it could go one of two ways. It could really work out. You could catch lightning in a bottle. It could go the wrong way, and there could be some content and some discomfort there. How was it to pretty much assimilate two different football teams together into one? How did that go for you?
Yeah, you know, we lost a real quality group of young kids over to Lincoln Way Central who were from the town of Mokena, and they're doing a great job over there this year, and we're really happy for them. And then we took on the Lincoln Way North student athletes and students in general, and you know, this is our second year with them, and sure, there was a few growing pains. And you know, there's different coaches. I have different expectations, and you know, you had to. And I'm not a big. I think the words process and culture are being a little overused in our coaching society these days. So I hate to use those words, but you do have to acclimate the kids to how you do things, and but also understand that they came from somewhere else, and you give it a little time. So last year was a very positive year, but we did go through some growing pains with taking mixing Lincoln Way North and East. But I tell you what, this year it. It's been really smooth and a blessing, and really it's because of our seniors from both of the schools have decided they were going to come together and be one, and didn't really matter if they were called, you know, Phoenix or Griffins. They just decided they were going to come together and give it their best, and they've been a joy to be around. And a lot of times as coaches, you have groups and you kind of got to lead from the front, but we kind of feel like we've been leading from the back and just letting the seniors take this thing, and so far so good. So thank you for asking.
Who's the best player you ever had to prepare for at Lincoln Way East, on an opponent level?
Well, we've seen a ton of them, but I will tell you right now, it probably goes back to when I was blessed to be an assistant coach with Rob Mueling. We played a Thornton team that had a guy named Antoine Randall Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
He not only was the dynamic quarterback, he was their punter, and I remember laughing with our coaching staff that you hoped it was a good punt snap, because if it was a bad one, he'd pick it up and run for a touchdown. So, he probably is at the top of the list in terms of all time and of players that come right to my mind. If I thought about it more, I know we played against a bunch of great ones.
Where's the state championship trophy at?
You know what? It's in a back hallway at school, and you know, we've just had the one. We were there twice, once in 5 and once in 12, and came up a little short in 12 to a great Glenbard West team. And the 05's one's there, and you know, we got there pretty quick, and you know, you always think you might get back there, but we haven't quite got that accomplishment again, and we've knocked on the door several times, but that 05 group we had was awful special, and proud of them. They're getting to be a little older now. I think they're all turning 30-some. Of course, that's young for me, but we probably are due for another one, but it takes a great squad and a little bit of luck to accomplish that.
Last question for Rob Zvon. Rob Zvon, our head coach of Lincoln Way East, the Griffins number one. Fill in the blank. Lincoln Way East will make a deep run in the playoffs if what?
Well, we got to stay healthy. There's no doubt about that, and that's probably a little bit of coaches speak and cliche-ish, but when you start going through the the murderer's row, that 8A is going to be, if you don't have your best players out there each week, even though we have some quality depth, it can be tough. So if we can stay healthy, we got a chance to play for a few weeks come November.
Thanks for joining us, Coach. Always risky when you get a Friday night game in, but you take care of business tonight. You call us after. Big ups to you. Thanks to your staff, and good luck down the road, all right?
All right, man. Thanks. You guys are the best, and we really appreciate WGN.
Rob Zvonar, head coach of number one Lincoln Way East. They are 8-0, and they are rolling right now in the Southwest Suburban. Let's do this, our final scoreboard with Joe Romano.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right. Getting right into it with the top 20. Number 5, Loyola with the win over number 19, Providence. 28-3, Wheaton North with a victory, loses to Naperville Central 14-7. That's a number 12 versus number 14 matchup. As we just heard, Lincoln Way East romped over Thornwood 49-6. Maine South 45-7 over New Trier. Prairie Ridge 30-16 over Jacobs. Phillips escapes Solario 14-9. Glenbard West 24-14 over OPRF. Marist with a 38-17 win over Bennett. Homewood Flossmoor 41, Andrew 12. Lake Zurich, don't have a final on that one. Let's see. My Huskies, Naperville North, back in the top 20. Lost to Wabanzi Valley, 42-35.
Yuck.
We got number 15, Batavia, 35-6 over Larkin. Hinsdale Central, 21-20 over Lions. Nazareth with a 35-7 victory over St. Viator. St. Charles North, 45. Geneva, 21. Looking outside the top 20, Kevin's Hersey Huskies 21-20 over Rolling Meadows, and we got a little matchup here: Glenbrook South and Evanston. You know anybody that went there?
Yes, I know our newsman and our other newsman, Rob and Roger. Heads up,
we got a final score here: Evanston 45, Glenbrook South 20.
All right, the Kits win.
Yep.
Roger Batt is very happy.
Jersey Panthers 42, Civic Memorial 0, Illini West 28, Rushville Industry 12, Glenbrook South 14, IC Catholic Prep 51, Joliet Catholic with a 63-0 beatdown, Washington 49-0 over East Peoria, Vernon Hills 42, Maine East 14, Aurora Christian loses to St. Louis 56-8, Kiwani 40-0 over St. Beattie. DeKalb, the Barbs, 31-9 over Yorkville. Let's see, Oswego, 34-3 over Plainfield South. Hitting the other Plainfields here, Plainfield East and Plainfield North had a matchup. North won 58-7. West Aurora, 56, Bartlett, 14. And last week we had the triple digits. This week we got the Red Grange, 77-0, St. Charles East over Elgin.
Nice! 77. Not quite 110, but we will take it. Joe Romano's got your scores. A couple more on the text line. West Aurora, 56. Bartlett, 14. Marion Central, Woodstock, 14. Notre Dame, 7. Rockford, Auburn, 28. McChesney, Park Harlem, 7. I have 8 minutes and 2 guests. How will I do it? Find out next, 720 WGN. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine.
High school scores, stats, and stories. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
I asked Patty Vasquez for an extension, a couple minutes. She said it was okay. I jam-packed the show. Joe Romano told me before, you're going to be in trouble, and here we are. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Rob Zvonar bumped our guy, the coach, Mike Helf, got back by about 20 minutes. So first of all, I apologize. You could take it up with Zvonar. But what did we learn tonight? Big wins, Loyola, Glenbard West, Maine South, Lincoln Way East. They started to separate themselves. What do you take away from tonight, Mike?
Well, first of all, you know, it's really a shame that we're late, so we don't have a lot of time to dissect that Hersey Rolling Meadows game.
Well, Kevin's not here either. He abandoned us again. He's in Los Angeles.
Oh, Kevin's big time us. I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, really a night that, you know, our traditional powers really established themselves. And, you know, I think we're starting to see the contenders really separate themselves a little bit from the rest of the pack. Glenbard West going 3 straight weeks, beating Hinsdale Central, Lions, beating Oak Park on the road tonight. They allowed Maine South to score 62 points in the opener. They've only allowed 53 points since. Wow. You know, so they're really doing a great job. They're right back to where they were. Another conference championship for Chad Hetlett. Loyola going out all the way to New Lenox, being Providence, a good Providence team, 28-3. It's really remarkable, you know, and you as a Catholic blue guy can appreciate this, Sam, how much Loyola has separated itself in the last few years from the rest of the Catholic blue on a year-in, year-out basis. I mean, they really have become the only consistent, you know, championship contender in the blue year-in and year-out right now, you know, which is really surprising. You know, Maine South being Maine South, what was it, 45-0 they beat New Trier tonight?
Yeah.
New Trier, of course, you know, beat New Trier ended that 15-year conference winning streak Maine South had last year to go out and do that. And, you know, since about 2010, 11, something like that, you know, people have been talking about how Maine South's feeder program wasn't the same anymore. It was eventually going to reach the high school program. You know, they go out and they win another state championship last night. So I think the common thread you're seeing in these three programs is just incredible, transcendent coaching. I mean, I don't think there's any other way. You know, you can sustain what they've sustained. Yes, they've got communities, Glenbard West and Maine South does, that absolutely support their programs and, you know, give them a good chance to succeed with the kind of kids they have. And Loyola has, a big built-in, you know, I think, student population on the North Shore, but they never had this kind of success before John Holasek. So it's really just about football more than any other sport.
Yeah, especially
coaching, you need a coaching staff.
Yeah, high school football, college football, coaching is everything. And you mentioned those three schools, Loyola, Glenbard West, Maine South. I add in Lincoln Way East. They're continuously good, and they don't have off years. I still look at what Loyola does, though, because it's never been tougher, as you know, to be a head coach at a private league school. Enrollment is down. Money is down. It's really world-beating to see what Loyola does year after year after year after year, man. It's remarkable.
No doubt. You know, they've been to four of the past six 8A championship games, you know, and they did only win one of them, but the others were all close. Last year, there was a big upset. Maine South beat them, and it took Maine South to beat them, too. And, you know, I think they lost by 3 to Naperville Central 1 year, by 4 to Bolingbrook. So they're always right there. It's remarkable. And it's not, you know, we give a lot of credit to the head coaches, and obviously so, but in Holasek's case, that staff was ready-made. He walked in, pretty much most of his assistants had been there long before he ever got there. And in Maine South's case, similar. And, you know, and Charlie Bliss, and sometimes assistant coaches don't get enough credit. Charlie Bliss, the offensive coordinator there, he started spreading the field and going no huddle and really a fast pace long before, you know, it became the chic way to run, trickle down to the high school level anyway. And he, you know, he's just an amazing, amazing offensive coach.
Coach, I promise we'll have your full 8-9 minutes next week. We got to run. We're up against it. Mike Helfgott, Chicago Tribune, our preps expert on Twitter, @MHelfgott. We'll talk to you in week 9. Thanks, man.
You got it, coach.
That's the coach, Mike Helfgott. I wanted to do this real quick. I want to bring in Pat DiSebato, who's been very patient. Pat, first of all, give me the bad news tonight. Eisenhower Shepherd, go ahead.
Yeah, Cardinals took it on the chin a little bit, 49-24, to a very good Shepherd team, though, man. 7-1 on the season, only lost to Richards, and Shepherd is going to be a force to reckon with, whether they're in 6A or 7A. This is a team that I think can get to the quarters.
So Ike's still going to the playoffs. I mean, that's good. You've got Shepherd going to the playoffs. But a program that Ike used to play all the time, and I know you're close. You're really, really plugged in on the south side and the south suburbs. I lived in Lansing for 7-8 years, and there's been a pageant at the helm at TF South since 1977. Really cool thing going on recently at TF South. Tell us about it.
Yeah, dedicated the field to the Pageant family. I mean, Tom Pageant, longtime coach over there, retired after last season, 40 years as head coach, 43 years on the coaching staff, and he's a TF South grad, won 236 games in his illustrious career. So he made it a point, because when the school opened in 1959, his uncle John Pageant was the head coach, first head coach. From 1959 to today, now that his brother Bob has succeeded him as head coach, there's always been a Pageant coaching or playing at TF South throughout its history. So instead of naming the field Tom Pageant Field, he requested it be named Pageant Field, and kind of encompasses all the Pageants that had a big part, including his wife Jan and his kid Mark played there, and Bob's two sons played there. So it's been crazy, just a dynamic situation over there with the Padgett family.
Pat DiSebeto with us on 720 WGN Chicago. Who's up next on the Coach's Corner, your TV show?
We're going to go to St. Lawrence. We're going to make our way to Burbank, talk to Harold Blackman and Torrey Clinton, the running back, who's having a tremendous season. We're going to have those two guys on next week, talk a little Vikings football. They're doing a great job this season again.
You can read them in the Tribune Media Family Papers, Daily Southtown, CoachesCornerShow.com. Pat DiSebeto on Twitter, at DiSebeto. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
That's Pat DiSebeto. Jam-packed show. We're a little bit late. Patty said it's okay. She's not going to hurt me. Real quick, Rob, Roger, Joe, Kevin, if you're listening in L.A., we have a roll call. Mount Carmel win, Hersey win, Naperville North loss, and Evanston beat Glenbrook South.
Baddish is going to be insufferable for the rest of the night.
I know.
Go Cats!
Right out loud.
They told me that they were playing head-to-head, and I said, somebody's going to be happy, somebody's going to be really upset.
Beat them pretty good, too.
Thanks to Joe Romano. Thanks to Patty V again for the extension. For anything you missed, WGNRadio.com. The full scoreboard there. The podcast will be up as well. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.